Daf Kuf Yud Aleph.
Gemara has over here in the last line of Amud Aleph. Haimu Sukhurayo de Nezaisa Asa Lahaduke B'yamatava. What's this all about? So if you look at the Tosis says, the bottom Tosis, Pirish Stimas Giga Shal Shecher Asa Lahotka Shem Schita. Schita. Tosfos a few Gemaras talk about Schita. And Amud Beis, they go into a very interesting discussion. What's the nature of the prohibition over here? So as it says, Mikom Mekom, also this called the third line, V'chi Sochid Leim Mislaben HaBeged Tzas, HaVim Mechabes, Yisur of Kibus. Kibus, as you know, is part of Malaben. Malaben is one of the Lamentas Melachos. Fine. From Tosis, in Yuma, Ayin Zayin, it says, you can go up to the walk to your neck in water. In Beitza Yudches, it says, you go to the mikvah, the wall with your clothes on. Why aren't you afraid about Schita? Mitzvah Shai. V'im Tomar, Neima Shriyoso Zeo Kibuso, Kedarmina Bizvachim Peregam Chadas of Tzadi Dalar Amid Beis. This is the topic for today. Shriyoso Zeo Kibuso, the mere fact that you go into the water, is a shriya in the water, is itself is considered to be a kibus. So how can you expose your garments to water? Is itself a kibus? She also said kibus, and it should be an av malacha. So Tosa says two things. Yeshlom by the davka hecha deika tipas dam o tinuf. Oma she also zel kibus. So that's the context of the Gemara in Zvochim. Tav tzadi dal amin beis is talking about a drop of blood spilled on a garment. Sukhman Parshas Tzav. Then Shriyos was El Kibuso. The Bochim Ayah Pekdam Chalas. Umatza Rimuga B'Sefer Ayosha D'lo Oma Shriyos was El Kibuso B'Dover Shenekiyim Lichluch. There's a second terence. The first terence is we only say Shriyos was El Kibuso if there's a drop of blood or dirt there before as opposed to a fundamentally clean garment. The second terence is even more far-reaching. Even if there's some dirt on the garment, when it's Shriyos Kibuso, when it's Derech Nikoyon, when it seems to be a cleansing process. But over here, if Dabash Enokiyim V'lichluch, T'mos Sipuk Ba'aluntis, V'kinuach Yodayim B'mapa, everyone wash your hands until you die, and you wipe your hands on the towel. V'benish Shaloylem, Shriyos Zel Kibuso. The answer is, yeah, you're not making the towel cleaner, making the towel dirtier. You walk through the Hudson. Hard to walk through the Hudson. Some other river which is not so high. That's that called cleansing. You're dirtying it. Oh, the altinok shalichlet big daimo b'meiraglayim. Ooh, ein lizrok all of mayim. Why not? The shriyoso zel kibuso. This is very important. Very serious. This is a very serious problem. You're not allowed to put water on any garment which is dirty. It's terrible. Shomer Rebbe Pia Noshim. The women are getting in again. Hit Rabbi Natan, Lito Yodel, Lekanech Yodel, Bebeget. You can wash your hands and then wipe your hands in that garment. Kevin Shu Derech Lichluch. That sounds like it's remember we said before, to wipe your hands in a towel is called Derech Lichluch. Kadesh Tuchal is Spalal Levorech. In other words, once she does this, the garment is not going to be considered any longer a problem with respect to brachos and tefillos, because once you put water on it, this problem is alleviated. You learn it in Arachayim Chelak Aleph. Ve'nirulari, sherehi miskavenes l'tayer ha'lichluch, v'derech v'chitza v'libunu ha'zakinu. If I wash my hands when I wash for lunch this past Shabbos, and I wipe my hands on the towel, I was trying to clean the towel. The towel was a clean towel. But over here, with the specific Havana to permit the saying of tefillos and brachos, it's clear that it's a problem of of kibbutz. So says the Libri at the end, against Rabbi Natan. Fine. So far, Abosai, so good. Now, the defender, Rabbi Natan, we're going to quote the Hagos Maimini in Perek Chav Beis and Hilchos Shabbos. Perek Chav Beis and Hilchos Shabbos Os Pei. The Hagos Maimini says as follows. Rabbi Natan said this, and explains the reasoning as follows. Why is it permissible? Kevan she'enu miskaven el tahir below the kibbutz v'tzichtzuach. You want to make it halachically acceptable to daven there. You don't care how laundered, how fresh, how clean it looks. Come on. V'raya minido shemaremes v'tovelis b'begodeho. That's the proof is from the case of Anida. Avol and so al bigdo osur. The oz miskaven l'tzachtzeach k'nei l'haver halichluch. What does that mean? People may raglayim. You know, you have to have a revius, you have to have a masachas, a whole sugin in Simmons, Ayin, Zion, and Arachayim. It's not a din of kibbutz, a greater din of kibbutz. Fine. So far, we have two terutzim in Tos, that's chazim and two terutzim. The first terutz is shiosu zel kibbutz, it was only if it had blood or some other dirt on it in advance. The second, more far-reaching terutz is, if it's considered to be derech lichluch, then it's mutter. It's a dispute, the rear ben atam, is a derech lichluch or not. When I'm wiping my hands, as I would normally do if they're washing for lunch, in the case where they're trying to get rid of the meraglayim for bracha and tefillah purposes.
Yeah.
Right.
You said
derech lichluch, I didn't mean lichluch. No. Same thing. My yeah. Chos is derech lichluch. You can phrase it either way.
Okay.
They have to get empty or full. Fine. Good. It's interesting. If you look in Rashi, on the Mishnah Kufman Beis of the Beis. Rashi says the case over there is Hoysa Shel Or Nos Noleha Mai Macha Tichla. Some kind of a stain. Says Rashi Nos Macha Tichla. Miukibus mamish lo. The whole stam korah maksos is rakim ninu, shayach lemeimah behu kibus, beoros rakim. Umiushriyoson lo zel kibuson, ken mefurish besvachim, beperek dam chatos. That you don't apply shriyoson zel kibuso to a beged shel or. So the Urayim says, in contrast to the two terutzim here we have in Tosis, no, they're no eterim, only time it's mutter. Is a beged shel or. All the cases of here are beged shel or. And therefore, he says, a person should not wipe his hands on a towel. How do you like that? No. Graham says, no. What do? You wash your hands on the sink. Like this. Get all the water you can possibly have off your hands and into the sink. And that's a little bit left of that. Now, you know, you have to get dry hands. There's a whole hilchos tefillas of dinah. You're not supposed to you touch the bread with wet hands, you know. So perhaps use the towel for the last vestiges. Of course, how do you explain that? Chatzi shiosam in a Torah. What's the trap? We'll get to it. Clean that.
Who said that?
This is a Sefer Urayim. Sefer Urayim. Hilchos Shabbos. Now, if you give me a Gemara in Yuma, if you don't mind, I want to quote you another source in Rishonim. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. The sugya comes up. Tos over here in the Kufir Aleph and Beis had quoted a sugya in Masechta Yuma, if you recall, and of Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. So there, in Yuma, Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, there are two terutin by the Tosfos Yeshonim, right there. On this very point, Tosfos Yeshonim talks with all the same sugya that found in Tosfos Yeshonim. So they quote the Urayim's Pshat. So they say, come on. Do you mean to say that the Gemara talks about a beged, doesn't say what the beged's made out of, and you're going to try to tell me that it's made from leather? How many begotten do you and I know about that are made from leather? It's not such a common thing. If it meant to be leather, They should have said so. No, wouldn't you say that? The Rams Teretz is a very nice Teretz, but it's really hard to believe. It's hard to believe that it's true. But the case, of the, again, I repeat, the Gemara talks about stam case of a beged, and the Rams said, no, it's only referring to a case where the garment is made from leather. It's a bit of a stretch. There's no basis to say that. That's the question. Hey, Lomar, the stam begodim lav arninu. This is a shver teretz. Okay, so we have so far. I have three terutz, two terutzim in our Tosfos, and one the Urayim, quoting Tosfos, says it's shver teretz. It's not the pashup shah. They give the following answer. They give the two terutzim of our Tosfos, but each teretz they have a whole suffer. What's the first teretz? That the only time is Shavuos Kibuso when there is dirt. Ikedam or Dvartina Fala Begad. Then and then only then, Shavuos was El Kibuso. Okay, so far we know that from our Tosos already. He ends. Our Tosos stops right there in the first test. Aval Hecha Shah Begad Shachor Machmas Shanilbash Bo O Machmas Shanishtam Shubo O Shoyo Love on the Gamre Ve'ein Bo Shum Tinuf Elo Shetzorich lulaben adayin lo arinon shioso zel kibuso. What's he saying? If it's dam or tinuf, then it's aser. Or what he calls over here a little shachris or tosefas libun, then it's mutter. We don't have that in atosis. Atosis seems to say that it's, as long as any kind of dirt is a problem. That's fine. Then give another terence. It's another terence. It's a very important terence. This is a new teretz. It's now, so this is, if you will, is a fourth teretz. It's similar to the first teretz in Atos, but it's somewhat different. And then he has we'll call it a fifth teretz. The fifth teretz is Sefer Yosher is Mefarish. Yeshkiluk bebgodim sheyeshem iskapsim mehera v'yesh etzorach letroach b'em harbe k'ein shalonu. Hayinu yicholu l'amid b'hak de'achad bebgodim She'ena mislabne mehera ken shalonu, and that kind of a case, Rabbi Osai, that we don't apply the principle of shriyaso zehu kibuso. That's all. So we have really fundamentally four explanations, with one of them having a little bit of a wrinkle, as I said to you before. Good. It's interesting. The Sefer Truma holds like the first teretz of Tosis, and I quote. And lohoya tinuf al abegad begam lohoya miskav on the chabas abegad lavno enkan isa kibas alibur. He requires two things. One, there should be no dirt on the garment. And the answer, which Atos does not have, should have no kavana to launder the garment. Now, the question, of course, becomes Atos didn't say that. Atos didn't say that. Okay. It's interesting. The Riva is quoted over here in the Hagos Maimi, we mentioned before. The Riva, in discussing this issue, Shumatasi B'Shem Riva, he says as follows, Muto L'Seis Alein Maim L'Vatlon, Kevan She'eno Miskavein El L'Tar V'lo L'Kibuz V'Tzichtzua. He too throws in the context we mentioned before about Mechave. Right? About Mechave. So the question becomes, What's the combination of factors over here? Is it only kavana? So some say it all depends on kavana. It's the Abnezer says, but that doesn't sound that way, over here. Oh. Now, it's interesting. The Urayim that we said before, who was machrik, it's not made out of leather, says that it's aser. And similarly, if wine fell on a garment, you may not put it in water. The question is, wait a minute. Wine? That's pshita. Wine is dirt. Wine is dirt. So what's he, why is he throwing in the situation of wine? That's the kasha which the Nishmas Adam asks against the Urayim. So what are you bringing a raya from this situation? It has tinuf. Answer, he gives an answer, well, wine is not considered to be dirt. What? How can that be? But he says, Mefarish, that it is dirt. Here's the answer of Bosai. The Urayim suggested that the only time we say Shiyosda Kibuso, as we saw it in Zvachim, or you saw in the Mishnah, Kuf Mem Beis, that we saw earlier, it talks about Lish Leshes. Maybe we can pay focus on that enough. On Kuf Mem Beis and Mem Beis, the Mishnah says, Hois Olav Lish Leshes, Mikancha Bismartut, but you can't put water on it. What in the world is a Lish Leshes? So Rashi, Shum Dvar Mius, Kon Rok Otso. That is considered to be real dirt. Some such thing that has mamish on it. And through the shriya, through the soaking, it falls off the garment. That's shriya kibusa. As opposed to wine, look, according to this opinion, it's not us. So what's going to happen? You soak in the water, it's not going to come totally clean. It'll take a little bit of it away. It's still going to be left. That's the cheapest ha-yirem. So shriya kibusa is only when, as a result of the shriya, the garment becomes completely clean. He says that it's true not only when it comes to a lishlishes, but he thinks it's true even if wine is absorbed in this particular garment. You put a lot of water on it. A small amount of water is okay. Now we understand what the Urayim said earlier. The Urayim said, if you have a lot of water on your hands, you just washed, you gotta get rid of it. A little bit left, and you're allowed to wipe on the towel. We asked the kasha before, what's a little bit of chilul Shabbos is mutter? The answer is no. A little bit of chilul Shabbos doesn't exist at all, because chilul Shabbos only if the water will remove the whatever dirt is there completely. Over here is a small amount of water, there's no way in the world going to make it completely clean, and therefore, he says it would be okay.
What's it going to make clean? A little bit of water?
It will not make it clean. That's the point.
But what clean? The towel.
The towel.
Isn't the towel clean in itself?
Even the towel had a little bit of dirt on it before. But, you know, our towels may have something on them before. Very good. Now the smag, Sefer Mitzvos Gadol says, "Eino miskaven lelaving, ve'ein sham rat ma'at mayim, ve'eino ela derech lichluch." He has three things: no kavana, small amount of water, and it's derech lichluch. What does that mean? Apparently, he holds at the head of Derech Lichluch is only said in the case of Eino Miskaven, as we said before, and you need a small amount of water, this is only then is it considered to be in the category of Derech Lichluch, as we said before. Now let's turn to the Shulchan Aruch. Simen Shin Beis, Sif Tes, in the Ramah. Uveget she'en olav lichluch. Muta losis olav mayim mu'otim v'lo merubim. So far, so good, right? But he's also something else. Shema Yischot. Shema Yischot. Wow. Wow-wee. This being the case, Rav Osai, it's considered to be derech lichluch, generally speaking, as we saw. Right? But there's a separate problem. Chashash Srita. So a lot of water is a chashash srita. A small amount of water is no chashash srita. It's a whole different vort. A different vort in Gantz. Okay. This is all against the Bach, who said according to the Smag, it's not considered to be Shriya with Mayim Muatim. But if he's right, who knows those two other reasons which he gave? So I don't know. Maybe the Ramos that way. Maybe. But it doesn't seem to fit over here. Pashup shot, this is the Bach is not correct. Even a small amount of water is considered to be Shriya. Good. Now, Rabbi Osai, back to our Tosfos here, Masechta Shabbos. The first teretz, what did it say? No lichluch, it's not considered kibbutz at all b'shriya. Fine. If there is lichluch, it's going to be usur, even though it's not completely clean. As long as you make it a little bit clean, it would be considered a violation. But as I said to you before, the Tosfos Yeshanim here in the Sechti Yuma, Anaf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, the Matlib it's Eino Miskabes B'Mehera. What does that mean? Pashas is that Shiosa Kibuso only in a case in which it's going to be completely clean. But it doesn't happen quickly, So it's not gonna happen. This kind of a circumstance. It's not gonna happen. Fine. This is the vart. Halacha lemaisa, the mechaber paskins over here in Shin Beis Siftes. Shriyoso zehu kibuso. Zehu kibuso. As he says, you can't take a garment and soak it in water. It's very, very important to realize this, that the mechaber is machmir in the shaila, and we have to be very strict. Unless the beged, but on the other hand, beged sheyesh lev lichluch. Sounds like it's passing like the first teres in Tosis. Beged sheyesh lev lichluch, it's just a kibuso, and lev lichluch, then no, right? That's the first teres in Tosis. Nonetheless, Rabbi Osai, the Mishnah Brura throws in the Chumrah. He says as follows. Da, the Mechave and the Sinas and Mayim the Kapso, Afilu Mayim Muatim Asur, Sefer Truma, Smag. That's true, but Tosfos didn't say no way. So I guess the Mishnah Brura felt it was important to be Machma, even though it's against Tosfos. It seems to be against the Ramah. Okay, we don't know. Now the second day in Ramah says no. She also is kibusa, even if there's no dirt. Yesh olshin b'chol inyan. Not everyone agrees to the first teretz in Tosfos. So the Ramah is the Mishnah Brura wants to be machmir. Says that this she also kibusa, even if there's no lichluch, right? But he says in the sinas mayim ala beged who derech lichluch shari. So if it's no lichluch and derech lichluch. Could either the two of Tosfos it's mutter, then it's mutter. Who said so? Sif Yud, there are more rights. Lo aminen shiosu be'erazel kibusa b'chiyah gavne. The ain't the rak derech lichluch. B'chei noagin. That's the second teretz in Tosfos. The Mishnah Brura says, well, I don't know if you can go on this alone, but it's a combination of factors. It has no dur on it. Derech lichluch. Could either teretz in Tosfos it's mutter, then for sure, It is mutter. It's mutter. Now, as a matter of fact, the Bialocha suggests right over here that the first teretz in Tosfos is moda to the second teretz in Tosfos. The first teretz is saying a chiddush niflet. There's no lichluch. It's mutter in all circumstances. But they will agree that if it's derech lichluch, it will be permissible against the prima gadol. Okay, so what do we do? The Mechaba Paskin, so to be chosh for the Urayim. Tov, l'nagavim b'koach, his hands, zubazu, u'lohosim him amayim k'fi yecholto, kodim shir nagavim b'map. This is the Urayim Shita, b'mikir adin, it's not required. Tov is a psah. Achumra. Fine. This is the sugi. Good. It's very important to understand this yisod. It's a very major yourself to know you. I have to tell you, have you ever seen a frum jubi mechal Shabbos? I'm serious. Who's ever seen a frum jubi mechal Shabbos? Yeah, what do they do? What do they do?
Depends where you set the threshold.
I mean, he said there are melacha d'orais. I never saw frum jubi cook on Shabbos. Never saw a frum jubi right on Shabbos. It has 39 melachas. I can't think of ever seeing a frum Jew. I mean, I've frum, totally frum Jew doing malacha d'orais on Shabbos. I don't ever see it, with one exception.
What stands in the
film? Malabim. People get stains on their garments on Shabbos. And they go to the sink and they put water on the garment to clean the garment. By show of hands, who has ever seen a frum Jew do such a thing? There you go. Not the only one. The malacha d'oraisa. There's no leniency. No, we went to six shittas. I think that's according to everybody in the world. An isa d'oraisa. I can't find somebody that holds an isa d'oraisa. I don't know. Parsha Pshat it is. Parsha Pshat. Very serious problem. I don't know how to get out of this one. Anybody?
Yeah. It's hard to. Doesn't come up anyways, it's like it's the hard.
I mean, if it won't make it completely clean, very good. Maybe our begotten are not miscaps in the Mehera. Very good, I like that. See, Melamed Schus, Eli. Melamed Schus. It's not miskabes v'mehevah. It doesn't get completely clean. Just getting off some of the surface dirt.
I guess it depends on the stain.
Okay.
If it's grape juice, you should be okay.
Because it's going to stain.
Yeah.
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem.
There's no point of cleaning it off.
Exactly. There is no point of cleaning it off. There is no point. That's why it's a terrible thing. It's probably also derabanan. In any event, that's either, that'll be a limud zchus. Since it's not miskabes v'mehevah. I don't know if that's going to work. That's shriyasa zeh kibusin. They just sort of soak it, just put water on it. Right? You see people, they sort of rub it a little bit. But that's more than shriya. That's already a kiss kiss to the absence.
What does polyester just make a difference?
No, what? Yeah. It's not like, you know, tumas begodim is only the tzemer pishtim. This is a sort of a lab that applies that to my knowledge. I never heard it should be limited to a particular kind of a garment. So the reason I chose this malacha is because it's daf yomi. Today's daf, but also the ma'orer people that this is a serious issue. If you have an opportunity to learn at the table Hilchos Shabbos once in a while, when no one's going to be insulted because it's not happening at that very moment, I say, we just learned daf yomi, and the fanatical fundamentalist Rebbe said that you're not allowed to put water on a garment on Shabbos if it should happen to stain. That'll keep it, prevent even one act of Hilchos Shabbos, the entire shiur will be worth it.